God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So not long ago, much of the country was ground to a halt by winter weather, winter storms, snow, ice, and so on. And certainly those of us at the Bill Rice Ranch were not exempt from that. Now I was, because I wasn't at the ranch during that storm. But nonetheless, we had a lot of ice, we had trees that came down, and we had things just slowed down. Much of my discussion from the road to people on the ranch was about how are we going to keep doing what we do at the ranch with the ice and with the inclement weather. So in some cases, we didn't do what we normally do. We closed down the day school. We changed the classes for the college. We changed the work structure for those of us that serve on the Bill Rice Ranch. And that was in keeping with just safety, just common sense. You know, it's funny how easy it is to stop something that we don't really wish to do when there's something that comes up, and how we can have the same kind of obstacle that we find ways to overcome when there's something that we want to do. So for example, if there's bad weather, we're hoping that school is canceled. If there's bad weather, nothing's going to keep us from going on vacation. Those are two different things. One that we don't really want to do, one thing we do want to do, and obstacles that either we yield to or that we overcome. Now, the truth is that you'll either find an excuse or you'll find an answer. You'll find a way. And demonstrating this is a story in Numbers chapter 9 where the Bible is speaking about the Passover. This was a very, very important appointment by God, according to the rites of the Passover and according to the ceremonies of the Passover. God says in verse 3 of chapter 9, you will keep it. You shall keep the Passover. It was a remembrance of what God had done. It was indicative of what God would do through his Savior, the Lord Jesus. And God goes on to say they were to keep it according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So did the children of Israel. And here's where the little obstacle came. In verses 6 and following, there was an instance where men came to Moses and they said, look, we are ceremonial unclean, were defiled by the dead body of a man. There were a number of things that could render a person in Israel ineligible to partake of the Passover. For instance, if someone died and they were taking care of that, maybe burial and so on, then they were considered ceremonially unclean. And so those men, verse 7, rose, came to Moses and said, we're defiled. What are we to do? And then they ask a question, wherefore are we kept back that we may not offer an offering of the Lord in his appointed season among the children of Israel? There's an appointed way, there's an appointed season. The appointed way is a problem because we're defiled. The appointed season is a problem because that's right now and we don't have time to cleanse ourselves in the way that needs to be done and still partake. So verse 8 is a good example of what we ought to do in such situations. Moses said to them, stand still and I will hear what the Lord will command concerning you. Now, the upshot is that God made a provision. He wasn't going to jeopardize his qualifications, but he gave another time where they could both be cleansed and still be able to keep the Passover. So look, in our lives, we're either going to find an excuse or find an answer. We're going to find a way. Three things I think are required. Number one is desire. These men were prohibited from keeping the Passover, but they wanted to keep the Passover. In verse 13, the Bible says, in contrast to the provision God had made for such men, but the man that is clean and is not in a journey, he's actually present, and forbeareth to keep the Passover. The Bible goes on to say, he will bear his sin. So there's a difference between not wanting to do the right thing and not knowing how to do the right thing. So desire is really important. Do I have a desire to do what is right that is greater than to do what is easy? Second word is the word determination. These men were determined to do the right thing, and they wanted to know if there was a way that could be done. In verse 14, God addresses those that are strangers. They're not of the children of Israel, but they were wanting to follow God Jehovah. They wanted to follow Israel. And God says, you will have one ordinance, both for the stranger and for him that was born in the land. He makes provision for such people. And he made provision for people who, they weren't born in Israel, but he made provision for those who would. They wished to keep the Passover. And if a stranger shall sojourn among you and will keep the Passover unto the Lord according to the ordinance of the Passover and according to the manner thereof, so shall he do. Ye shall have one ordinance both for the stranger and for him that was born in Israel. So we're talking here about someone who would, who wanted to, who wished to, who had a determination to follow God and his people. So you're either going to find an excuse or you're going to find an answer. Do you have a desire? Do you have the determination? And then do you have the humility, inquiry? These men went because of their desire and their determination to know and do the right thing. They asked. That was the first step. They asked Moses, and Moses didn't just make up an answer. Moses asked God, and God made provision. You know, I don't know what it is today that you need to do. Maybe sometimes you don't know what you need to do, but to be clear, we're talking about determination, not being self-willed. We're not talking about simply doing whatever I want to do. We're talking about a determination to do what God wishes us to do. So there might be some roadblocks between you and what you feel you ought to do. Don't be discouraged and don't be put off. You'll either find an excuse or you'll find an answer. You'll find a way. This requires desire. It requires determination. And it requires an inquiry of God's mind concerning your matter.